This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, that's where I want to be.
Coming up, if you're going to the Garden for Bruins game one tomorrow night or Celtics game one on Sunday, there's new food. And we sent our man on the street, literally on the street, Jackson, to go and create a piece on that yesterday. And we will we'll go over that coming up. Nobody's heard it.
Big crack.
I don't think so. This could be hit or miss when it comes to Jackson. He put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah,
I love it. This is Phil on the Cape. Hello, Phil.
Joe, good morning.
What's up?
Dog, can we have a douche ruling?
Douche move ruling, yes.
Yes, yes. Whatever came out of Curtis's face during that last call with Wick, he has the inability to read the room. He believed, obviously, he was speaking to Sam Kennedy or Belichick back in the day. Curtis, do everybody a favor. Never speak when the man, the myth, the legend is on the phone again.
I mean, we talk about Joe Mazzulla all the time. It's a simple answer. He's done a great job. He's the coach of the team.
They're on a hot streak. He's the nicest guy in the world. And your question is to embarrass him?
And it was how is it embarrassing? What was embarrassing, Phil?
You embarrassed yourself.
You said I embarrassed him. How did I embarrass him?
Hey, Joe, I'm the producer of a sports show. Hey, any chance of you firing the head coach, the guy who started off, got thrown into a lava pit of fire when Ime Udoka got booted? Are we going to fire him if he doesn't win for the second year as a failure? No, stupid, you're not going to.
Phil,
and even if
Phil,
he
just
was
one
going
more time,
to,
I'm going to ask you, how did I embarrass him?
You embarrassed yourself.
Okay. I mean, if that's your prerogative, that's fine. I certainly didn't embarrass Wick Grosbeck, who owns the Celtics.
No, you embarrassed. Do you listen? This is why you ask dumb questions, because you don't listen. You embarrassed yourself.
I feel like it's embarrassing, Phil. Phil, listening is a skill.
We don't want you talking to Wick.
Phil, listening is a skill. If I talk about at length, as we all have, that the only thing they will change if they do not win a championship is the head coach, which is why the first question was, if this season doesn't win if this team does not win a championship, is the season a failure? Was that a good question, Phil?
It's a dumb question. It's a douche move.
No. I just asked you the question that I just said, Phil. The question that I asked prior of whether or not the season is a failure. Is that a dumb question?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
There's 5,367 more questions I would ask.
So I'll just go to the room now because Phil's all set. So I would say, Greg.
Yes.
If the season is a failure, according to the owner, which is what he just said, correct? Mm-hmm. If they don't win a championship, he considers it a failure. They're not going to trade the whole roster. And the only thing people have discussed is Mazzulla. Courtney's lead was a great one today. That he was on Pardon My Take. He was showing this different side of himself. All of those things.
Yeah.
So
this is that great debate about whether the question needs to be asked today or could be asked when we get to that point.
But I don't think that there's a chance in hell he would answer it if they get eliminated. I would find that to be a place he would never make
but
a comment.
I don't think he's going to tell you when you ask him right now before the playoffs start, yes, Curtis, I'm going to fire Joe Mazzulla if we don't win. I mean,
See, what I would have said if I were the owner of the team and I was asked that question, I would say Joe Mazzulla just won 64 games. In his first full season with an actual offseason to build and develop his staff, he was the best coach in basketball. We're thrilled to have him. We look forward to him being behind the bench for years to come. Boom. Yeah. I don't think that's embarrassing in any way. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I asked Sam Kennedy about the two owners not going to the funeral of a guy they just praised.
Yeah.
Because it's something we discuss. It's not personal.
It's hardball.
But it's not hardball. What else is there to talk about with this team other than the future of the coach? Are they going to get rid of Jason Tatum, Wiggy?
I don't know. I asked. He didn't answer about Tatum and what was different. And I thought that was a good question. I get my questions from Ken, who dropped some stuff in. He dropped a nice little article yesterday.
Yes.
The four things that we can do as a personality.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and I'm working on that.
Are you?
I am having a conversation. I'm going to have some lunch with Jeff from, I believe it's Wachusett's Mountain.
Oh.
Wachusett.
I met him at your event.
Yeah.
To see if we can work together.
Yeah. Okay.
The
All
Greg
about
Hill
working
show.
With the sales. Greg's very good at it.
Yeah.
I want to do sit downs with the sales department once a week.
I got to, first off, the other thing I need to do a little bit more digging into is the actual money that we're looking for. The first one. I remember that one was the money element on what sales is trying to get. So I'm not really big into that world yet.
Yeah, but you will be. But I thought his response to your question made sense, where he was basically like, I'd rather Jason answer that for himself than me.
Can we get Jason on?
That would be great.
I was in the same area with Jason, and I've been trying, I'd love to have him on the show, but he's so quiet in the sense of, like, you know, he doesn't really do a lot unless he, you know, he's on like one of those basketball podcasts. But I'd like to know what is, because he's talked about the pressure and his expectations and what he wants to do for this organization. And I know as a former player, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. He's the guy, all eyes are on him.
Mm-hmm.
What is different? Like, what's the thing that you notice different this year heading into the postseason from what you might have saw years past? Maybe he might be a little bit, you know, all right, I'm not going to try to put it all on myself. I'm going to, you know, that's what I was kind of looking for. But, you know. Maybe
All
we'll
right.
get to talk
well,
to Jason.
It is game one.
Yeah, that it is.
And the Celtics await either the Miami Heat or the Chicago Bulls, the winner of that game this evening. And do you care who it is? Don't you want the Heat without, because Jimmy Butler's hurt and done.
Yeah, I'll take the Heat without Jimmy Buckets.
Bulls have some injury stuff, too.
Yeah. I'm going Bulls all day.
Tyler Harrell's playing solid. They got Bam out of Bayou. You know, DeMar DeRozan, but I still feel like, I think Curtis said, and I agree with Curtis, I don't think there'll be a series where the Celtics it'll even get to six games. So,
all right. Well, you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Coming up, we'll get to Jackson's report on the new food at the Garden. I mean, is there anything that's more appropriate for this program than new food at the Boston Garden?
No, kind of an awesome assignment for Jackson.
I hope Jackson didn't ask the food any tough questions.
Uh-huh. I want to
see. Do you think he went in and ate it before the hosts were allowed to eat any of it?
I would think so. Oh, yeah, he was definitely there.
He was eating good.
Do you think he walked right into the event and went straight for the food?
Definitely.
Like, you know.
Sampled it before they even rolled it out. That's it.
He's always very hungry. When we have food in here, I notice Jackson is always very hungry.
Yeah. Oh, that was the line of the day.
Does he eat a lot at the crib? That's what I wonder. Does is it fiance?
Fiance. Uh-huh.
Does she do a lot of cooking? Or?
I don't. We can
or maybe
ask him.
He's the cook.
He's going to come in. Uh-huh. So we'll talk to Jackson next.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.